Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Good morning. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. I'm here weekday morning, 6 till 8, as we connect faith to life. And we're so glad you're with us. How do you know whether or not to give a marriage one more try? Dr. Gary Chapman, of course, famous for his book, The Five Love Languages. He is a clinical psychologist. He joins us on the guest line. He's got a brand new book out called One More Try, What to Do When Your Marriage is Falling Apart. Dr. Chapman, welcome to the Faith Radio Network. Good to talk to you this morning.
Well, thank you, Austin. Good to be with you.
Always a pleasure to speak with you. I have so many questions for you, but let me start with this. What is your criteria, just so we're all sort of starting on the same page here? How do you define this status where the marriage is, quote unquote, falling apart? What does that look like from your vantage point?
You know, basically, Austin, it's when a couple gets to the place, or an individual gets to a place, where the pressure is so strong, or the sense of emptiness is so strong, and it's gone on for a long time, and they just feel like it's never going to get any better, and they're toying with the idea of separation and or divorce. That's what I'm describing when the marriage is really in trouble.
Is separation, even if we go into a separation with the understanding that, hey, this is just for a period of time, is that ever a good thing?
I think it can be, Austin, but I think often people go into a separation simply for survival. That is, they just feel like they're getting out of a bad situation. They've gone on so long that they've lost the hope of doing anything constructive. And I think often separation is just the first step toward divorce. You know, if separation is done in a positive way, as an act of love, tough love, then it can be productive. It can create a crisis for the person that's not willing to do something, and it can move them to take some action. So, you know, it all depends on the situation as to whether it's productive or not productive.
Dr. Gary Chapman, you probably know that name. You've probably seen and heard him before in his book, The Five Love Languages. He's back with a brand new publication, One More Try, What to Do When Your Marriage is Falling Apart. I'm wondering, from your vantage point as a professional, is it possible for marriages really to truly recover for the long term from a case of infidelity?
I think so, Austin. I've seen it happen many, many times. Now, obviously, there has to be a clear break in the other relationship. You cannot continue in a relationship with someone else and the marriage survive. It has to be a clear break. There has to be a honest and genuine apology made to the spouse. And the spouse has to be open to the willingness to forgive that person and to let them back in their lives. But if they do that, and then if they will deal with the issues in the marriage, which almost always existed before an affair takes place, begin to deal with those issues, I think there can be genuine healing, there can be genuine reconciliation, and life on the other side can be far better than it ever was before. But it does require genuine repentance, genuine apology, and then genuine forgiveness.
Well, that's very encouraging. Apart from infidelity, in your opinion, Dr. Chapman, what are the major primary causes of divorce? I mean, the infidelity is probably an obvious one, but what else gets in the way?
I think when the couple have been involved in arguments over a period of long time, and they've unresolved conflicts. That is, every time they have a conflict, there's an argument, and it never gets solved. And so all those things are swept under the rug. And eventually, the people begin to think, you know, I married the wrong person. This is not getting any better. It's never going to get any better. And the reality is, they're simply two humans who married each other but never learned how to resolve conflicts, which requires respecting the other person's thoughts and feelings and trying to understand each other. And then it's okay to disagree. Now that we understand each other, we affirm each other, how can we solve the problem? And many couples have never learned how to do that. And it brings them to the point of desperation where they feel like it's never going to be any better.
Now, what do you say to that that couple or even an individual that's married, for example, and they come to you and they say, but Dr. Chapman, he's not the guy that I married. He's changed. Or she's different from when we got married. I mean, it strikes me that we're all different. We all change over the course of time. But how do you address that? And what would you tell that individual or couple that's struggling with that reality?
Well, it is true, Austin, no question about it. We all change. Either we get better or we get worse. And at our root, we are all selfish. And that selfishness, when we come down off the high of the in-love experience, our selfishness often rises to the top. And then we start looking at the relationship in terms of, what am I getting out of this? You're not meeting my needs. And then we come across demanding to the other person, and things go downhill from there. So, yeah, I think it is true that we change, and often we change for the worse. But we have to accept where we are, and we have to recognize that everything I do influences my spouse. You know, Austin, we can't make our spouse change, but we can influence them in little ways and huge ways. And one of the themes of One More Try is how to have a positive influence on your spouse.
Yeah, that's something I want to ask you about here in just a moment, trying to influence things, move things in the proper direction. Dr. Gary Chapman, he has a brand new book out called One More Try, What to Do When Your Marriage is Falling Apart. He's on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. I'm sure you've heard this before from probably men and women, whether they're divorced or separated from their spouse or not. People, I'm sure, have talked to you about feeling lonely, maybe even feeling more lonely when they're together in the same house. We're just roommates. We're not husband and wife. We're not lovers. We're going our separate ways. We just share a house together. How do you begin to address that?
Well, again, I think, Austin, that happens many, many times. And there are many marriages where they feel that we're just living in the same house, sharing the same space. And what I'm saying is things will not change simply with the passing of time. Someone has to do something different from what you've been doing. And if I'm talking to the husband, then I say, you're the one to do it. If I'm talking to the wife, I say, you're the one to do it. Whomever has some interest and is really reaching out and seeking God and wanting to do the right thing has the power of influence in their hands. And so when I talk about influence, I say often, well, what do you mean? I said, well, let's just take one area. The most basic human need we have is the need to feel loved. And if you're married, the person you would most like to love you is your spouse. In fact, if you feel loved by your spouse, then you have positive feelings toward them.
Sure.
So here's a marriage, you know, and things are not going well, haven't gone well for a long time. If one person takes serious what Jesus said about beholding the beam in your own eye before you get the speck out of the other person's eye.
Yes.
And you just sit down and ask God, you know, where am I failing? Now, Lord, you know my spouse and you know how they treat me, but where am I failing? And you confess those things to God and then go to your spouse and say, I've been thinking about us, and as a matter of fact, I ask God to show me where I have been failing you, and I'd like to share these with you and ask if you can find in your heart to forgive me. And even if they brush it off or they don't forgive you, they're going to walk away thinking, wow, this is different. Mm. All I've heard for the last year is condemnation. Now,
right.
They're acknowledging that they have some faults.
Very
and then
interesting.
You start, see, once you do that, you start loving them in their love language, and what happens is something begins to happen inside of them because you're touching them at a very deep point, and there's a good chance that they're going to begin to reciprocate to your expressions of love to them. Now, I have to admit, Austin, this is not natural. It's not natural to love a spouse who's not loving you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what God did. You know, God loved us, the Bible says, while we were sinners.
Sure.
So we're following the example of God when we do this. And God will give us the ability to do this because the scriptures say that his love is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So we can love an unlovely spouse. And when we do, we influence them in a positive way.
All right. Dr. Gary Chapman, his brand new book is called One More Try, What to Do When Your Marriage is Falling Apart. I have a couple more questions. We need to take a quick break. Can you hold on for just a moment, Dr. Chapman?
I will, yes.
Stand by. We'll continue in just a moment. What a great insights from Dr. Chapman. One More Try, the book title. We'll continue in just a moment. 7:45. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Don't go away. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Monday, first day of school for lots of students. I'm Austin Hill. Dr. Gary Chapman, you know him and certainly familiar with this book, The Five Love Languages. His brand new book is called One More Try, What to Do When Your Marriage is Falling Apart. He's with us on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. I'm curious to know, Dr. Chapman, what's the most important thing, or maybe a couple of really important things that every married person, every couple needs to understand if they're having trouble with their marriage and they don't know if they can get things back on the right course? What are those one or two things that you'd want them to understand?
I think one is, Austin, that we have to recognize that we all have emotions, and when you're in a difficult marriage, you're going to have a lot of negative emotions. Now, there's nothing wrong with emotions. What they do is identify that there's a problem. But we cannot follow our emotions. We have to recognize the biblical challenge is always to think godly, to think biblically, and then to act godly and biblically. And when we do, and don't allow our emotions to push us into actions that are non-biblical, we're far more likely to see something happen positive in our marriages. So it's accepting your emotions, but not being controlled by your emotions. That's a huge issue. The second issue is recognizing that none of us are perfect. All of us have failed. Maybe your spouse is 95% of the problem, but that only leaves 5% for you. You deal with your 5%. You can't restore marriages without apologies. And so you identify your need and your failures, and you apologize to your spouse. And the third thing I would say is, then on top of that, you choose to love them in spite of the fact that you have negative feelings toward them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love them in the right love language, you begin to touch their heart, and God can use your behavior to touch your spouse. That's what the Bible says. You know, you live godly, you touch your spouse, you influence your spouse.
You know, you mentioned a few moments ago, Dr. Chapman, you've seen and observed firsthand situations where couples had enormous hurdles and enormous problems between them, and they've worked it out, and they've come together, and I think you even said, you know, that which lies ahead can even be better than what we've known prior to the crisis. Can you pass along an example of that?
You know, I was just recently, Austin, I was in hospice visiting a man in our church at the point of death, and when I walked in, he said, "I'm glad you're here, and we're talking about my funeral, and let's discuss it." And so I helped him, you know, discuss the funeral. Then I said, "Let's pray." And I stood up and held his hand. His wife went on the other side and held his other hand. I reached across the bed and held her hand. And after I got through praying, he released my hand. I released her hand, but he pulled her hand to his face, and he kissed her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did, tears came to my eyes, because I remembered 30 years ago, they were in my office, both of them saying, "We just don't see any hope for our marriage. We just feel like it's too many things have happened. He's been unfaithful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and it just can't be any better." And I remember I worked with them for 9 months, you know, and they worked through all of that, got things back together, and here they are now,
mm-hmm.
30 years later, at the end of the road, with each other, loving each other. And I, you know, I walked out, Austin, and just said, how I wish every couple in this country could end the journey together like that.
Yeah, boy, that's a very powerful story indeed. Dr. Gary Chapman, the book is called One More Try, What to Do When Your Marriage is Falling Apart. I know you've got a website set up for the five love languages. Can we find One More Try on that same webpage, Dr. Chapman?
Yes, you can. 5lovelanguages.com. The number 5lovelanguages.com.
Yeah, I'm glad you specified the digit there, 5. I'm sure there's sometimes confusion over there. 5lovelanguages.com. Get to that website, and you'll find Dr. Chamhit's brand new book, One More Try. Love what you do. Thanks so much. Good to hear your voice again, Dr. Chapman. And I hope you keep on doing it. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Austin. Always good to be with you.
Likewise. Have a great day. And we'll make sure to get all the info and our discussion with Dr. Chapman. We'll have that on our website, myfaithradio.com, in just moments. It's now 7:51. It's Monday, and hope your day is off to a great start. We'll continue in just moments some thoughts on this being, it's the first day of school, back to school day for a lot of young folks. And we'll tell you about that too when we come back. It's MyFaithRadio.com and the Faith Radio Network. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, MyFaithRadio.com.